Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm here with my co-host and great friend, Janie Andy Anderson. Welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy. Our guest for the day is author Kathy Romano, who is here to share her book, Does This Date Make My Ass Look Big? Women Sharing Online Dating's Bottom Line. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, and thank you so much for having me on it. And I always love talking with a fellow Coug.
Go Cougs. We are so excited to have you, Kathy.
Well, you know, Kathy, this online dating is very interesting to everyone, whether we've done it or not. I mean, it's just one of those fascinating topics. We live vicariously through other people. It's such an unusual thing that has happened in the last 10 years. So different than traditional dating. What led you to write this book?
Well, that is a very good question. And I would tell you that I was fascinated to watch the people in my exercise class listen to the stories, especially from these two women that would come in every Tuesday and Thursday and share their stories. And it was such a captive, interested audience. And like you said, whether you're married or not, people were interested in the stories. And so I thought, why not share those stories with others? And then, of course, more and more, I have friends, I'm sure you guys do, that are dating. And the whole dating game has kind of changed. I find that there's no more shame in the dating game. It's kind of it's a $40 million user, $1.7 billion industry. So it's huge and it's growing.
Absolutely. Well, Janie's had some experience in online dating too. I read the whole book you're like you're a voyeur, you know, you're reading these stories about these other people.
Interesting stories.
And in some ways I feel sorry for them, but the other ones found their, you know, lifelong romances, the ones they're looking for. But to start your book out, you know, you had this handy dandy internet profile decoder. I thought it was hilarious. Do you want to share that with us?
Well, yes. Now there is a story behind that, and I could not have made this book possible if it wasn't for my husband, who was very supportive. And he was actually the one, I was telling him about my interviews, and I kept saying the women are so frustrated because their profiles of the guys, when they finally do meet them face to face, which is really the only way to ever know for sure if ever anything's going to work, is to meet them, but their profiles were so off base. So I started giving him some examples. Well, he chimed right in. And Bob is my height, so we kind of see eye to eye on things, but one of them says just under 6 feet, and Bob says, oh, that means the guy's 5'7" on his toes. And when I said entrepreneur, and then Bob would say, well, that means the guy's out of work. And so he was the one that really, I hate to say that for all you men out there, but Bob was like, okay, let's cut to this chase. This is what we really mean. So I thought that was hysterical. So I'll give him all the credit for that page in my book.
You know, Kathy, it is interesting. And being single now, I've been single over 4 years now. And of course, I thought, anybody who's online, what a scary venture. But the one thing I have learned in life is it's a real, real small gene pool, for one thing. And people do not tend to set you up. And so, yeah, Linda and her husband were the first ones, a year ago that got me on, I'll say eHarmony. I won't say what site I'm on now, but it got my feet wet. And it's been, if anything, it's just a real, real study on people.
Well, Janie, when you went through and did you look at this handy dandy internet profile
decoder? I
did.
And you know, your husband is right on. And we actually should go through these. Kathy, go through these because he is right on. He's my idol.
This loves to cuddle my heart, though. Loves to cuddle. I mean, that's a good one. I love someone who says loves to cuddle.
Well, can I say
go
that?
Go through
them. Talk creator. So what his profile says, it says this coder could come in handy when you're reading the profiles of potential dates. What his profile says, what it really means. Entrepreneur, out of work. Consultant, out of work.
Out of work.
Between jobs. Broke and out of work. Exercises 1 to 2 times per week, watches sports 4 to 5 times per week, somewhat spiritual, attends St. Starbucks or St. Mattress, loves to wear hats, bald, Loves football games, loves beer, loves to cuddle, bullshitter.
That made me sad to read that one.
Yeah, stocky build, fat, just under 6 feet, 5'7" on his toes, likes independent women, you're buying.
Sensitive,
cries when his team loses.
And that's about it.
and the finale is still has lots of hair, and what it really means is on his back.
You know, Kathy, I loved your book. It's such an easy read. And then you'll have to explain to our listeners how you did focus in on individuals for each chapter. But I think the stats that you brought up were really, really interesting too, as far as what you mentioned, 95.9 million unmarried people in the United States, 47% men, 53% women. The divorce rate of people over 50 has doubled in the past 20 years. In 2014, over 41 million Americans will have tried online dating. Real interesting stats.
Well, yes, and that got me going. And then also the people that I interviewed with, the women, it followed the Match.com stats where a third give up on online dating altogether and they decide they don't really need a significant other. A third are in and out. We call those serial daters. They go in and out of the dating game, and a third actually get married. So this project actually started as a Match.comedy, but believe it or not, that name was taken. And as I interviewed women, you guys, I realized some of them weren't that funny. I found myself almost crying in some of the interviews. So it started as a humorous book, but then it became kind of a hopeful book. And I interviewed several people that had written books, and they said, you know, people with our world situation, they need hope. They need something to keep them going. So I thought, well, if other women knew that they weren't the only ones that had a bad date, and some of them really found success with online dating, maybe this would spur people on and keep them going. And it's the kind of book, even for a married woman, that I found that they were really my biggest fans. But the age group that I concentrated on, that 40 to 65, they're also the biggest buyers of books. And so I thought, okay, I'm onto something. I'm targeting the same group that will also buy my book. So I thought, what a great match.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I found it, I'm married, but I agree. It was interesting for me to read just about relationships in general and you know, yourself and how you should take care of yourself. And that's one of the things I think you learned after all this research with these women, is that the ones who took the time to find themselves did better in finding their matches.
Oh, sure. Like any, and you can apply that. I always tell my kids, you know, what you put in life is a direct result of what you put in something you're going to get back. There's almost a direct correlation. And the women that took a lot of these started and they weren't ready and they didn't have their act together. And those were those disastrous dates that, if anyone's interested, go to my website, KathyRomano.com, and order the book. You can get it off Create Space. But those dates that went wrong really were the women that were ill prepared for the dating world. And it seemed like when they got better and their profiles, you know, they always had friends write their profiles, which I found interesting, the successful ones. You know, it was
smart.
A process that evolved, and when they took it more seriously, the results were better.
Can you share the story about the one lady I have remarked, I think, but she treated it like a job, and she was very successful. Can you share that story?
Well, yes, that was a woman that I interviewed several times, and my editor said, go back to these women and develop the characters. And I'd like to interject one thing. As I sent my book to a successful publisher in New York City, and he wrote me back and said, look, this is just not, there's not enough here, but you're onto something, because internet, everywhere I go, people are talking about a date from last night, or I'm hearing it around every corner, online dating. So I kind of thought that was like that line in that Woody Allen movie, you know, the food is so bad here in such small portions.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, okay, I'm on to something. So one woman would lead me to three others, but this particular woman, she had been married for quite a long time, and I loved her story all the way around. And I think she's teach your children well.
Yes.
Because she decided staying in a bad marriage was teaching her kids about bad relationships, and she thought she owed them more. And so she took dating. Her brother wanted to set her up with someone, and she realized no one sets up anyone anymore, just like you said earlier, Andy, they don't. Mm-hmm. And so she decided to, and she's a very successful businesswoman, and so she said, I'm going to take dating. And she told me she became a serial dater. I mean, she had 17 dates in 1 week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
She was the extremist, but she is very happily married now and has a full life and is so glad that she did this, but she's so glad she took it so seriously. So she was the one that said, I would tell anyone doing this, don't do it haphazardly. Get into it, you know, full time, and your results will be better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was surprised at her result. And then another thing you said was that they should be very honest about who they are in their profiles and
their pictures.
And specific about what they're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And it really, honesty is the best policy in almost anything, right? But, mm-hmm. Oh, there was one woman that told me she really had a good email relationship, which this happens a lot. You know, online dating can be a big waste of time, like Facebook or anything else, but the sooner you meet someone, the better. And this one guy kept putting her off, and finally she said, look, I really think we have a connection here, let's meet. And then finally he said, well, you know, I just have to tell you, I have a few pounds to lose. And so she thought, uh-huh. Well, when he showed up, he weighed 300 pounds. And she said it was painful because she realized the only way he could really have relationships, because he was so overweight and felt so badly about himself, was through this online dating thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was, the sooner you meet someone, the better, and then you don't waste anyone's time. So the smart women, I think they don't lead people on and vice versa. They just kind of get right to it. If they don't, are they adamant they don't want a guy that smokes, then they're not going to waste their time. And I think that's what happens as we mature as women. You know, we know what we want now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that has to come through on your profile. That really came through. And, you know, at the end of my interview, I would ask these women for their advice. So then it became a kind of a hopeful and then a helpful book. So all the advice is from, you know, directly from them who've been out mm-hmm. here doing this.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy, my take on online dating is you meet people that you never, ever would have had an opportunity to meet otherwise. And I have met absolutely fabulous men, absolutely fabulous. A connection? No. A friendship? You bet. But the negative part is, and I noticed this in your book, the real problem with internet dating is it's such a checks and balance. I mean, you look at, does he have blue eyes? Does he have da-da-da-da-da? That in some ways, if you had just met a person, I think you'd be, I don't know if you say more forgiving. You have this, it's almost like a computerized data on these people that...
Well, and that kind of goes along with what,
does,
Kathy,
yeah.
In your book, you said in one of the stories, there was a woman that realized because her date said, you know, he was going, the problem with dating is that, internet dating, is that there's so many options out there that it's hard to concentrate on what's in front of you.
Yeah, it's real interesting. Real
Can you tell us
well,
about that
problem.
Aspect? Yeah.
Yes, that was a gal, and the two things I learned from her interview and her experience with online dating, she was the one that started when she didn't really know what she was doing, and it was disastrous. She had some really bad dates, and then she regrouped, and then she got more serious about it, but she kept going back to this same guy, and you know, there were no fireworks, and it didn't let off these big, he's the one, so she was bothered by that, but you know what, she kept going back to him, and she thought, you know, he does meet all my checklists. What's wrong with me? Why won't I let this guy be the one? And finally, it was him that said to her, look, the problem with internet dating is you always think you're one click away from finding someone better when the one that usually is the right one is sitting right across from you and you just don't know it. But it was that line to her sold her. And that was it for the, she said, you know, I am fighting it. And I think that's what happens. There's almost the sphere of dating now and possibilities is huge. So it's almost like when you have something to sell, you used to have just one marketplace. Well, think about it.
Right.
That's why, Andy, you can get through to so many more people. You got the whole world out there looking at you, and you're looking at them. So the sphere is huge for finding a mate. And that's almost overwhelming, but I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's sure interesting. You know, this interview helps a lot of people out, Kathy. It really does.
Well, you know,
so
and,
many
and
people
I feel
are scared of it, and it's nothing to be scared. I mean, you do have to do your homework, and you do have to check out people to see if they're okay. But I think the pros far outweighs the con.
Well, I do too, and you know, I got some pushback. I have to warn you guys that, you know, I thought, here I am, a married woman, and I had a few people challenge me, like, why are you writing a book like this? But I was just fascinated with this whole dating scene, and whether you're 15 or 50, the excitement is still there, you guys, about what it was like to date. That has not changed. So in some ways, I realize that we women have not changed at all. We still are excited about dating, whether it be living vicariously through someone else that's dating, but it seems like we're all tapping into the fountain of youth, and I felt that I had found it by reliving and sharing these dating stories, and just to see these women who remarketed themselves, but they just blossomed. And that's the whole joy of this book, is where they felt like they were, you know, looking for a match. They really were finding themselves. And in a year and a half time, I watched these women just, they grew as people. And, you know, I think the dating process helped them with that. And so that was my fascination. And I love people, and I would often think of the witty answers or what I would have said to a guy that was doing what the handyman was doing in his date. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So then I thought, okay, I'll make a funny ending to a different ending to their date. So that was the humorous aspect. But many people have found that my book, it left them feeling a little sad, as one of my critics said. You know, she realized that, you know, it's not all humorous and happy. I mean, it gave her hope, but it some of the story saddened her, and that was not my goal as an author. I just wanted to let people know they weren't alone in this whole, you know, mission to find an online date. That was my goal.
There was good and there was bad, you know, in the stories that you, some of the stories were, you know, scary and some of them were really wonderful. Yeah. I want to interject here that if anyone wants to call in, you're welcome to. It's 909-202-8606 if you want to ask Kathy a question. I also, today's headlines, this is another dating site, but it's, and I don't know if you read the headlines today, but it's AshleyMadison.com, and this is for illicit affairs. And somebody got in there and hacked their information and all the user information. Did you read that headline today?
Oh, I did not. Wow.
You didn't read that?
See, I didn't.
Which I thought was kind of funny. and it's been all over the place, but it's not a true dating site. It's a prurient site. But it just goes to show how, but it has 40 million users, and their data was all breached. So most of us think it's pretty funny.
So have you heard of this site, Kathy?
No, I have not. And I just wrote it down, actually. I'll add that too.
But you know, AshleyMadison.com. You probably don't want to look it up, but it's on the headlines today. You're going to see it because it's a pretty big deal.
Okay. I was too busy watching the British Open. Sorry, guys.
Oh. I'm a golfer. You have to set your priorities.
Kathy, when you look at men and women, the Ashley Madison thing, that's for illicit stuff. But when you look at men and women, what are the differences you see? Because I know you're now working on a men's version. This is all, in this book, it's mostly all women's stories. And now you're kind of changing the focus. What's the difference between these two people?
Well, I am starting to work on the men's version. I've had a few interviews, and man, I think there's a big disconnect. So I will tell you, my title should really be reversed, because women's concern, the difference between men and women, and they are totally opposite in my mind, is that women concern themselves with things like, and I got this fact from randomstatistics.com, is they're worried when they go out with someone for the first time that they're going to run into, the man's going to be a serial killer, whereas men worry about showing up with a new date and having her be fat. I'm thinking there is such a disconnect with what's important to us. That was a little shocking. So, you know, men worry about looks more a lot, and women worry about their safety.
Absolutely.
In interviewing, so I did a poll with my female group, and they want, I said, what are you interested in reading next? Because my whole thing is the bottom line series. And so I threw things out there like menopause, low libido, empty nesting, the men's version to online dating. And the last category was I've become my mother. But hands down, everyone wanted the men's version. So I said, okay, that's what I'm going to concentrate on. And the men that I've interviewed, there's only been two, so I've got a long way to go. They did admit that sex is important to them. And so I find that the women, they need relationships first. I would tell you, I think that's across the board. And there are some women that, you know, we're not all alike, but that seems to be the number one priority for women. And so that's that part I can tell you. And I don't know, and there's men that are out there where it's not that important, but it seems like the two that I've interviewed said, you know, men are lying if they tell you it's not important. So that was one of the quotes I got from a guy that I interviewed.
Well, so, I think a lot of the reason why the dates went bad in your stories were the men who pushed sex too fast or were weird about it, really creepy weird. And those are the ones that seem to be the kind of the nightmare stories.
I know it. And, you know, I first thought, okay, you can't make this stuff up, really. How did this go so badly?
No, you can't.
That's why I had the title. I was all over the board with my title. At one point, it was Texas Danes with No Names, because they're all anonymous. Silver Lining Date Book. I wanted to be kind of a hopeful, upbeat book, but I thought, you know, I want to make sure when people buy this, they're not put off by a few of the stories that are raunchy. So then I thought, well, it's kind of a blend of sweet and shocking stories. So I wanted to lure them in with a different kind of title, but I think I took a chance doing that. The old Catholic gal that I am, I really did not want to use ass in the title because I thought, okay, but you know, that word, we couldn't even say it growing up. We couldn't even say bottom, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
But you know, well, I looked at the number. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, and my husband came up with that title. That's one of my favorite stories in the book, by the way. So that's the name of the story. But he kept going back to that. That's got to be, and then I threw in that bottom line. I go, okay, that goes with the word ass bottom. Okay, this works. So I got to give Bob credit for that, too.
Yeah, he's got a sense of humor. Kathy, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to welcome the caller.
All right.
Just a moment. Trying to get you in here. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes.
Roger? Who are we speaking to?
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
How's it going?
From Montana. Going good. Thank you for joining us today. Do you have a question for Kathy or a comment on online dating?
No, not really. I just was kind of listening in and wanted to say hi, see how things are going with you guys.
So now, Roger,
hi, Roger.
Do you date online?
Do I date online?
Yes.
I guess I'm trying to. I started to, yeah. Started about 2.5 months ago.
Well, tell us about
your experience. Yeah, tell us how it's going so far for you.
It's kind of a Saturday Night Live experience, kind of, comedy-wise. I haven't dated in 12 years. I came out of a relationship, and I moved to Montana, so I was kind of, you know, I didn't have much of a network here, so I went on a dating website just to see who and what was here. So it was kind of interesting. I think I've been out of the picture for about 12 years, so I'm kind of a dinosaur.
All right. Roger, would you
be
interested?
So you see the pros.
Yeah. Would you be interested in giving me an interview, and I'll get your contact information for my next book? It'll be anonymous.
Sure.
The information you give, is that something you'd be willing to do to share your stories?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. It'd be funny.
What's your take on the profiles? Are they pretty accurate, Roger?
Probably about 2/3 of the time. I think that people put pictures on there that have a 5 to 10 year age difference, and they always put their best one up front. then when you start looking at the other pictures, they look like they're aging or gaining a lot of weight over time, some of them. And some people are right on.
Roger, what is it you're looking for in a relationship? And are you looking for a long-term relationship?
I am. I'm 62 years old and have been in like two long-term relationships in my lifetime. And I'm not like doing it for recreational purposes per se. So I just didn't think there was anybody that was compatible to myself that was living in this part of the country. I come from Colorado. And so it was all new. And just trying to, you know, meet people that of some, you know, similar likeness.
Hey, Roger, mm-hmm. what's your biggest turnoff when you meet some of these women? I think that will help other women, but what's your biggest turnoff as a man when you meet someone for the first time, face-to-face?
Face-to-face?
Yep.
That they're still either angry at their former husbands from 3 to 8 years ago, or they're still semi-entangled in a previous relationship that they say is over, but that's all you hear about. I think it's kind of a downer.
All right. So they're mm-hmm. negative and they're desperate, which was, according to the randomfacts.com, that's the biggest turnoff is for men, negativity and just like Roger said, and anger. And they can feel that desperateness. Do you feel that women are desperate to settle down too soon?
I think they're looking for things that more of it from an ideal world. I think the pressure is that you better have and be everything that my former husband or whatever over 20-some, 30-some years didn't provide. And that's kind of a high bar to meet, and you don't know what it is.
That's right.
So you can't read women is what you're saying, Roger.
Well, as soon as you think you understand them, they change, yeah.
Would you be interested in reading a book about women's dating experiences? I'm just wondering about the men's audience to read this book. If a man would pick up a book on online dating who was new to it to find out women's experiences with it and their thoughts about it, would that help you as an online dater?
It might. You know, I'm kind of just experimenting with it. I'm not going to do this as a lifestyle forever. I have met one really nice person out of all this. I think I've had like 3 or 4 false starts, but I think you've got to keep fishing there and you got to be used to disappointment. But would I be interested? Yeah, probably. I mean, from more of an anthropological or sociological, what conditions are conditioned in sort of mentality, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Roger, is it when you went out on dates, who paid for them? And I sense in your voice a little like dating exhaustion.
I pay because I want to, I guess. I'm old school or something, or naive. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want any. Yeah, I always pay, it seems.
Mm-hmm. So it can be expensive for the guys.
Well, I guess I'm trying to indebt you in some way, too. It's kind of a hunter-gathering skill thing there. It's pretty anthropological, but I don't want to owe people anything, I guess. So, I've asked them out, so it's my responsibility. It's not a big deal, really.
Well, the women in Austin, Texas would love you because their biggest turnoff is to go on a date and have a guy want to split the bill or, you know, whatever. So they're still looking for that old-fashioned guy. So don't ever lose that. I think that's a good trait.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a kind of a why in the road. I mean, if it works out good, far out, it's worth the investment. And if it doesn't work out and I can get the heck out of there, it's worth the investment. You know what I mean? Kind of
Roger, that's right. Did you feel like there were too many choices out there?
No, I'm looking for what I'm looking for. And, I mean, there's a lot of really nice people, but they don't fit. Like, I'm at this age. I'm retired, and I do what I do. So trying to, like, meet up with somebody that works all day or still has children living at home because their children never moved away is kind of a turnoff. I mean, I don't want to deal with it. I have my own children, and they're doing very fine. Then there's people that will ping me on the site. They look like my grandmother. That kind of almost makes me want to cry. You know, I go, is that what I'm attracting? I'm pretty much like a skier. I mean, I advertise. I like to ski and hike and build things. And then they'll you know, initiate something, and it's like if they fell down, they would probably crack, you know. So I don't know why they think that that would be, that would work. I mean, it's like it's impossible. I think they're just throwing darts out there or something. I don't really understand it, but it's, you know, at first it kind of bummed me out. Now it's kind of funny.
Now, Roger, do you date within your own age frame?
I do. I mean, I'm looking.
What about younger women? Okay.
I don't date people that are probably younger than 7 or 8 years younger than I am. I mean, you're starting to question that. I mean, I have really young friends, that women friends, but we have a different type of relationship. It's not like an intimate relationship. We're just friends. And I'm not looking for that, because I feel that in the long run, it's not going to work out. I'm trying to look for some type of permanence, or give it as much statistical probability of working as possible. So, like, I'm not chasing, you know, Barbie or anything here. You know, I'm just trying to find somebody that's going to be very compatible now and in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice to hear. Roger, do you know other men your age that are also dating? And if the answer is yes, do you guys compare notes a lot?
We compare war stories, you know.
Okay. I'll be calling you, Roger, for that interview.
You guys have a date.
Yeah.
If Kathy wasn't already married, this could,
well, Roger,
this could be
Roger,
a connection.
Hey,
Roger.
Wait a minute, Andy.
You know I'm
She's married.
Kidding.
Okay, Roger,
Kathy's married.
Before we let you go, I just want to see if there's one piece of advice if you could give the men and women out there who are going into online dating, what would it be? It sounds like you're getting ready to sign off of, on online dating. So as you pass the torch, what would you tell them?
I would pray a lot, and I would be ready for rejection and being sorted out immediately. I think that you're assessed immediately, and you've got to have your feelings kind of in check. Like, you get judged pretty quickly. Like, I don't drink, so I get knocked out socially for that. That's a big taboo, I guess. And I have other, you know, other lifestyles that, I mean, you get judged pretty quickly, and they'll take that one variable and judge you by it instead of looking at the whole package. And then some people are pretty materialistic. They really judge you by, you know, my idea is to be a rich old farmer or rancher with an old truck. And so far, you know, I look like I have the old truck, so that you kind of get sliced and diced really quickly. And if you're kind of not in the norm, you're kind of thrown to the side a little bit. But that's okay. I'm looking for what I'm looking for, and somebody that's got a deeper depth of intelligence and acceptance and understanding. You know, I'm not ever going to be like whatever they think is normal from the Hallmark movie paradigm here, for sure.
Well, Roger, I commend you, because I sat next to a woman on an airplane who was beautiful and successful and dating, and she said what people don't know is how much rejection we get, how hard the whole online dating thing, just like you said. And so I commend people that are doing it. I think you guys are the brave ones.
I don't know how else to do it. You know, I mean, what do you do? I don't really go to bars other than to eat, or pubs and stuff. I mean, I don't, I'm not in that lifestyle, and I'm fairly new to my area, so I'm just now networking. I'm meeting a lot of really nice people. Unfortunately, most of them are married or lesbian, so it's kind of like chasing me out there. Very nice people, but I'm striking out there quite a bit. And this was one medium, and, you know, you meet people, I guess, you know, like a certain social events, and I don't know, church is a good place to meet people or not. But yeah, I just think you got to go out.
Stick with it, Roger.
People. Oh, I'm fine. I've met somebody that I think is really nice. I hope that it works. We'll see.
All right. Well, Roger, good luck. Thank you for calling
Roger,
in. We really appreciate the male perspective. As you could tell, we had a lot of questions for you, and you answered them all bravely. Thank you, Roger.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you for your kindness. You ladies have a very nice day.
Thank you,
Roger.
Too, Roger.
I'll get your phone number.
Do you want my phone? Do you have
I have
phone?
It. I have it. I will give it to her.
Let's put it out there nationally.
No, we won't do that. I'm writing it down, and
you
I will give
be
it to her.
Inundated.
I have it.
Oh, no.
Okay. We're good to go.
I have to change it.
All right, Roger. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think you girls are on to something. This could be your marketplace. You guys could be matchmakers when people call in like this. I think Roger sounds like a great guy. I bet your lines are going to be just ringing for this guy's contact info.
Well, that's what you should do, Kathy. You should start. You should be the matchmaker. And that would be a great thing to do, have people call in and talk, you know, who are already on Match.com, but, you know, just put it out there like an advertisement.
We'll have to do follow-ups.
It helps people to hear. Yeah. Yeah. What Roger said at the end there about people sizing you up too soon. What do you think about that aspect of it, Kathy?
Well, I think that he's right. And, you know, we're not perfect. So the biggest shocker is when I talked to a few of my friends and they said, we don't want someone that does this. They have to be fit. They can't be fat. They have to be this. And I'm thinking, man, you're hard on people. You know, we're not perfect.
Yeah.
And it seems like the minute you relax a little and you're not as picky, without throwing away what's important to you, you have better luck. Like the one story in there with a gal said, I absolutely will not date someone with kids. And, you know, Roger mentioned that, and he's older. And this woman didn't want any either. But her friend finally said, you know, you're limiting yourself. And sure enough, she ended up marrying a guy who had two kids, and now they have two more. But, you know, this is the biggest age group that uses this. And Roger said he doesn't drink. But, you know, the younger kids, the largest segment is 24 to 35. So that is the biggest user group of online dating. And so, you know, they don't want to meet someone in a bar either. I kind of find that a little bit encouraging. And they know they're in their baby-making years or whatever, although people are waiting longer even to do that. So like I said earlier, there's no shame in the dating game. I think it's a really, really good process and an efficient process to meet a lot of people that you wouldn't have, like, Andy, you said earlier, you might meet people that have become best friends for life,
exactly.
Like the first woman in my book, yeah, Breast of Friends, when the guy, well, I don't want to give away all the stories, but she has some of the closest male friends now that she can depend on that she would never have had if she hadn't signed up for online dating. And so she's still not married, but she's got a lot of good male friends.
I have male friends through online dating that call me, get a load of this for advice. And here
online
I'm single. But, you know, I'll say, hey, if every picture has a lot of cleavage, she's not the one.
No, and when Roger said that about, when Roger said that about lesbians, I was out every night interviewing these women. I go to Starbucks, I go to the local bars and blah, blah, blah. And I said, Bob, I'm sorry to spend this much time away. And he goes, well, people are going to start talking, Kathy. They're going to start thinking you're a lesbian. So that was one of his concerns. But anyway.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Kathy, it's a great book.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's done. And my kids kind of, you know, propelled me to finish it. I had a couple setbacks, but I'm glad it's finished. And it is a sense of accomplishment. And I would tell anyone who publishes, a new publisher, you know, self-publish. The Create Space made this whole process so easy and fun, you guys, that it really, it's something that anyone can do. I hate to say that, but it's true. It was very user-friendly and easy to do.
Well, it's an easy book and a fun book to read.
Well, it's really well laid out.
It is.
The way you did this and self-publishing, you had little help, it sounds like, too, with the editing. But it's well edited, it flows, and the stories are short, but they get to the point and they're very interesting to read and then learn from at the end of the chapters.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm not a dating doctor, but I did have a really good night's sleep at a Holiday Inn, and I'm a good listener. So
there you go.
I don't know. What can I say? I'm looking forward now to even talking to Roger just for this brief time to get the men's version, because a lot of what he said is stuff that I had read on the random facts site, the things that turn men off. And I think that would be helpful. I think women would buy that book, the men's versions or experiences with online dating.
I do, too. I don't think the men will buy the women's. I didn't get that impression. But I do think the women will buy the men's.
Buy the men.
Yes.
You bet.
Absolutely.
You're on to something, Kathy.
Yeah, so what was interesting, you guys, at dinner parties and such, when I would start telling about the dating stories that I heard about, the married men especially seem to be the most interested in the dating story. Now, I found that fascinating, but yes, you're right. They're not going to go buy this book and keep it on the back of their toilet or whatever. They won't do that.
But they don't like to overthink things.
No, they don't like to overthink things. So anyway, well, this has been really interesting, you guys.
Kathy, thank you for coming on. You. They can go to KathyRomano.com to order the book. They can also buy it. There's a link on this page to the Amazon site, and they can download it to a Kindle or whatever device they're using. And it's an easy, easy book to read. Does this date make my ass look big?
All right. And they can also fly down to Austin, Texas, where it's available at several little boutiques in my hood. So anyway, that's an expensive way to buy the book, but you know, and no one wants to come down
book.
To Austin in August. Yeah. Thank you guys. I appreciate you letting me do this.
I want to follow up on the new one. Okay.
Thank you so, come back when you get the mail version.
All right. I'm shooting for December 2015. That's my target. If I have deadlines, you guys, it's more apt to happen.
Okay. Well, we have a date.
We have a date for December.
Okay, great. Great to hear. Okay, you guys, I can't thank you enough. It's been a thrill to do this.
Kathy, you're wonderful.
Kathy.
Thank you.
Wonderful
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. Please join us next week for another great show. And please call in and share your thoughts and opinions. Also, look for us and like us on Facebook and Twitter, and follow our show page on BTR.